Welcome to the To Faithful Men podcast. This project started in 2006 to preserve old sermon and study tapes of Wiley Flanagan, Hassel Wallace, and Mike Strebel. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also."
You know, for us to redeem the time and to do it properly, we have to know how and be willing to make first things first in our lives. And that's what we'll be studying about today. And in our study for the next one time or how long, it'll just be gleaning from the life of Christ. What I mean by that, gleaning from the life of Christ, the studying place in the four gospels and situations where the Christ, you know, what he said to some people, what he done, how he handled a situation, and then try to take that and what part of it we can and apply to our lives. You know, this is how Christ done when he was here, and to look at his life and to see how we can better our lives. I could not successfully redeem the time if I don't know what to do. Let the first thing be first. If I'm doing the last thing first, I'm not successfully redeeming the time, but I got things out of proportion. Would that be right? And that's not easy for us to do. But just like Brother James Allen and myself was talking a little bit, I said, I don't know of many people, if any, that can say that has reared children or is now rearing children or grandchildren that can say that they put forth as much effort and spend as much time on getting the word of the Lord over to them as they did their homework and things of that nature. Well, until we reverse that and let the Bible be first, we're not redeeming the time successfully the way I see that. Would that be the way you see it? And what, in other words, what does Christ say? Or, you know, as the beginning of it all, what does he tell me to be first in my life? In other words, I'll just ask this question. What does Christ say, seek ye first?
The kingdom of God.
That word first, it's not secular work. It's not public school. It's seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, does Christ's life portray a picture that he done that? Did he make the will of God first in his life? So we can sit around and blab about that, say that's right and it sounds good and all that, but we'll have to, you know, just begin to do that more and more. And I thank y'all growing in that, and I thank the Lord for it. Brother James Allen, you chime in as we go along. The opening scene in the ministry of Christ reveals him to be a person of action. Matthew 3:13. We'll read that. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. That shows that just in the beginning, Christ is going to be a person that is interested in first things being first. In other words, Christ knew it was God's will for people that was going to be in his service as a Christian to first of all be baptized. So we see that in his life, in the opening picture here. And he said, now we're going to do this, John, that we might fulfill all righteousness. First things first is that picture there. And then, in other words, we can glean that from that for our own lives. If Christ made first things first, then if I'm going to redeem the time because the days are evil and they're getting more evil, then I've got to find a way that I'm willing for first things to be first. Christ was a person with a clear objective. Objective great enough to demand his wholehearted obedience to them. Anything that we try to do that's not really going to take over in our life, we'll never be very successful at. We'll try a time or two and we'll try something else. It was first things first with Christ. And we're going to read about four scriptures that's a picture of. The first one is in Luke 2:49. first things first with Christ. Luke 2:49. You just turn, somebody turn and read them. I'm not turning to that. Read, you got that, Brother James? Read that. Luke 2:49.
And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?
Being about the Father's business was a first with Christ. Not somebody else's business, not his parents' business, only as they related to the Father. Okay. Read John 6:38.
For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me.
In other words, Christ said, my will is in harmony with God's will. God's will is in harmony with my will. In other words, we have one will. And it's my business to see that that will, that's the first with me. That's first thing first. John 5:30.
I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is true. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me.
Read John 4:34.
Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work.
First things first. First thing first is to finish his work. Well, if I'm going to relate my life to Christ, or Christ, or permit Christ's life to be related to mine, then I will have to begin it by making an effort. If I have objectives, they must be strong enough to demand my obedience, and in that, believing that first things are first. This is what Christ would have me to do. All right. Christ asked each of us that we follow his example in this matter, that is, of letting first things be first. That is, let first things be first. All right, by first is what I mean now. Here's what the word first means. By first I mean order of importance. What is the order of importance of my children? For them to make all A's and know nothing of the word of the Lord? Or is it first thing to say, make A's in the word of the Lord and do the best we can otherwise? Which would this Bible recommend? So, by first it means an order of importance. By first I mean foremost in time or place. The idea is, first of all, in front of all, superior to all, and over all. That's what Christ is going to be saying in these next verses that we read. Everybody up that so far now? Okay?
Overall, was that
wrong? Yeah, there's four things.
All and
first of all, and they're all saying the same thing, just different way of saying it. First of all, in front of all, superior to all, and over all. In other words, when he went to John, Christ would be saying by his actions, John, now the time has come, right today, that first of all, in front of all, superior to all and over all, I must be baptized. Not tomorrow, some other time. This is first thing first. And when you come up out of the water, God, his Father, said he is well pleased. There is no way for us to return to old-time religion only through these channels. We don't have old-time religion right now. We're just trying to get back to it. We got to redeem the time to do it. We got to see that evilness out there that the lead priest about. We may see a time when we have to run and hide to worship God, but even that is the first thing first, if it's real and vital, and it's a growing strength. All right. In this one scene here, and to know that it was first thing first of Christ, that we're going to glean from that now and take it into our life and see how we can profit by it. We're going to look at some scriptures now. It says, Christ tells us that the kingdom of God is to be first of all, in front of all, superior to all, and over all. Matthew 6:33, he says that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and these other things. will be added to you. Seek means that should be the highest quest, the most determining factor in my life. What do you seek for in life as the number one objective of all things, above all and over all? Well, Christ said it should be the kingdom of God. And what are we going to say that means to us?
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and share with a friend. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.